Today's scripture reading is taken from John chapter 1, verses 2 to 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about Him and cried out, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because He was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." This is the word of God. Very good morning. My name is Veronica. I'm also the mission pastor. It's my privilege to share God's word with you today. Before we begin, let's go to God in prayer. Oh dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of coming today in this hall, oh God, to worship you. May the word speak forth from your servant's mouth will not return to you empty, but fulfill in the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Two months ago, the girls from the Girls Brigade 5th Company, that is from Presbyterian High School, went on a field trip to the Dialogue in the Dark at Ngee Ann Polytechnic. Do you know what is Dialogue in the Dark? Okay, actually, this program is an exclusive partnership between Ngee Ann Poly and Dialogue Social Enterprise, founded in Germany. Now, it is a worldwide enterprise that aims to promote social inclusion of the disabled and the disadvantaged. Now, the statement on their website says this: "Every day, experience every day life as a visually impaired person, accompanied by a blind guide, go through theme rooms that simulate everyday environments, and come to understand more about yourself and others." Now, what caught my attention was the last statement on this paragraph: "Come to understand about yourself and others." What does it really mean, actually? As I reflect on this, I kind of understood it when I recall my time on the mission field. Now, many years ago, when I was in Tajikistan for mission work, during winter, the sky grew dark at around 4 p.m., so sometimes there was no electricity in the city and at home. So imagine walking home in the dark, can't see anything with just a torchlight, you know. And then at home, you had to find things around in the dark. And you had to go to the toilet with a torchlight, cooking with a kerosene stove, and eating in a dark dining hall. Now, don't think of ever taking a shower in a dark toilet. Now, for me, the darkness initially created a sense of excitement and mystery, you know, what dark, you know. But then to walk around, to find things in the dark, to eat in the dark, with my coworker, all seemed so fun and cool at the age, lah. Okay. But when this became a common occurrence, very frequent each week, 9 months, then the darkness started to create a sense of insecurity, fear, even anxiousness, and even loneliness. I wish that God would just answer my prayer and bring the electricity back so that I could see what is going on in the house around me. But of course, I was not in control, no, despite praying to God. Now, all of us here have some kind of darkness in our life that will get hold of us. And this darkness can be sins in our life, like unforgiveness, pride, lust, any forms of addiction, greed, etc. Now, it can be fears in our lives, like the fear of death, when our loved ones have terminal illnesses or encounter accidents. Fear of insecurity as we hit with financial difficulty, out of job, broken relationships. Or even fear of failure in our studies and at work, where the demands are high. Maybe fears of loneliness as we grow older and as our children grow up, married, and less dependent on us. And the list goes on and on. And whatever darkness in our lives, it can cause us to feel negatively, like fear, anxiety, indifference, despair, loneliness. And it affects our relationship with God and with people. We will not trust people so easily, and neither do we trust God easily. We wish to have a quick solution to solve our problem, especially now in our world, everything is instant, you know, PayLah, instant, you know. So we wish there's a light to direct us in the darkness. Do you feel this way today? Church, God knows our needs, and God knows the darkness in our lives, and God has a solution to all our problems and our needs because He loves us and He cares for us. And His answers is in John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18, as we have read today. And His answer is in Jesus Christ. So who is Jesus Christ? My first point is, Jesus Christ is a true light of hope. In John chapter 1, verses 1 and 4, there are a few repetitions of the phrase, the Word. Now, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then in verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, what is this Word refer to? It actually refers to the person Jesus Christ. Now, the first three was in the beginning, in John verse 1, make reference to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Now, both verses have the same three words in the beginning. It means that Jesus Christ exists before the creation of the world. And verse 2 tells us that Jesus was in the beginning with God, and the creation was made through Jesus. Now, if we were to read these verses replacing the Word and Him with Jesus Christ, and probably when we read it, it creates more understanding in reading these three verses. Now, let us look at the slide again. So if we were to replace the Word with Jesus Christ, it will look like this. In the beginning was Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ was with God, and Jesus Christ was God. Jesus Christ was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Jesus Christ. And without Jesus Christ, was not anything made that was made. So if we read in this way, it gives us a clearer picture of Jesus Christ as this in the beginning. And these verses tells us a stunning truth about Jesus, that Jesus is God. And verse 14 says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So this verse tells us that Jesus was born as a baby, lived on earth, and Jesus is the Son of God. Now, since Jesus comes from God and Jesus is God, it means that Jesus has the power of God. Now, this explains when Jesus is called the Mighty God in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. in last Sunday's sermon. Since Jesus is the mighty God, he has God's power, that means Jesus is able to solve all our problems and needs, right? So Jesus is able to shine the light in our darkness since he is God. Since Jesus has the power of God and he is a true light, we can give the light of hope to everyone in the world, as verse 9 says. So what do all this mean to us in this Christmas season? Now, Jesus Christ is our only true hope in life. Jesus Christ is the answer and solution to all our needs and problems. Whatever is our darkness today in our life, we do not need to go elsewhere to find a powerful God, a powerful idol, or even a powerful person to help us. God has already given himself to us in Jesus Christ because he loves us. And remember, Jesus Christ is a mighty God. He has God's power to help us if we allow him to. Jesus Christ is the true light of hope. So let us put away all our idols. Now, if you have yet to believe in Jesus today, will you make a decision to believe in this powerful God? Where can you find such a God on this earth? And if we are Christians, will we recommit and put Jesus Christ as the only true hope in our lives? When I prepared this sermon at this point in time, I stopped and reflected and asked myself, what is the darkness in my life that still grip hold of me? And I know in my heart there's one area still has not completely resolved yet. Now, when I was young, I went swimming with my neighbors at a public pool near my house. I remember vividly that I slipped suddenly in the pool and I did not drown. But the incident had crippled me in fear as a young child. And since then, I did not dare to swim anymore. Now, it was only fair several years ago when I asked God what issues in my life that I need to deal with. And God has impressed upon my heart this fear of swimming. Now, due to my childhood incident, I was afraid to put my head in the water. So I could walk in the pool, but I would never put my head in the water, okay, because of the fear. Okay, since God wanted to do me, so I dealt with it out of obedience. So I took up swimming lessons and learned to swim in fear and trembling. Can you imagine? It was very tough because I had to overcome the fear with God's help. You usually take 3 months to swim, but I took 8 months to swim, to learn to swim. Can you imagine? Because of the phobia of water. So after 8 months, I was happy, I was swimming. Well, I overcome the fear. But then I realized that when I swim regularly, it built up my water confidence. But when I lack in regularity in swimming, the fear returned again due to lack of water confidence. So I thought the solution was to have regular swimming routine. This will build my water confidence. Great, right? But then when I slack again, the fear returned. Something is not right. So actually, it don't help to resolve my fear. Then I asked myself this hard question. Why haven't I overcome the fear? What was wrong? So as I searched deeper into this darkness of mine, I realized the phobia of water, it was just a surface issue. The real issue in my heart was, the real fear is the fear of death. It was the fear of death that crippled me in the swimming pool. What if I drown and die? What if something happened to me, then no one comes to my rescue? Actually, I intentionally swim in the public pool because there is a lifeguard, okay? I mean, that the person there, if you like feel secure, or someone is around to watch you, you know? But then this doesn't help. So the fear of death is still real to me today. I have not overcome it yet. But I'm sure many of us here share same kind of fear as me. Perhaps there are other kinds of fear or deep issues in our lives that cripple us. What should we do? How can Jesus help us since he is God and he's a true light of hope? My second point is, Jesus Christ, the light of hope, transforms us. Now in John 1 verses 4 and 5, he says that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Now life in this verse refers to eternal life, the personal, permanent relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a gift in Jesus to humankind from God. And Jesus is the light who dispels the darkness. Then the darkness here refers to sins, to the evil in the world, even to death, even to the dark spiritual forces as well. Now, if we were to look at verse 5 again, we notice it says that the darkness has not overcome the light which shines in the darkness. In other words, the darkness has not overcome Jesus because Jesus has overcome it, and he has overcome it on the cross. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, for our darkness, and on the third day, he rose from the dead and now sits at the right hand of God in heaven. What does this mean to us? It means that Jesus has overcome the power of sin and death. Jesus has overcame it by God's power, since Jesus is God. Now, we cannot overcome our sins and death because we are mere human beings. But thanks be to God, we have Jesus Christ, who is our true hope in life. Jesus can help us to overcome sin and death. Now, I mentioned just now that I have not overcome my fear of death when I go swimming. But knowing that Jesus has overcome the power of death, he has a power to help me to overcome as well. So I don't need to be afraid when I go swimming again. And such truth assures me of his hope and peace. It changes my perspective. I know that I will need some time to chew on this assurance, but at least I have an answer to my darkness. What about you? Believing in Jesus Christ changes our perspective of death. Now, whatever are our fears, our deep issues in life, Jesus has overcome the power of sin and death. We can trust Jesus to help us to overcome because Jesus is God and he is our only hope. He will do it if we let him to. And you know what? God is very patient with us. He will wait for us to be ready to deal with the deep issues in our lives. Just like my childhood phobia, God waited for me so many years before I was ready to deal with it. Likewise, God will wait patiently for you to be ready to deal with yours too. Now, when the time comes, God will send people to help you, encourage you, so as to bring healing and restoration to us. Now, this is God's love for us. So for the meantime, we need to press on in trusting Jesus, all right? If you have a family member, a friend, or a cell group member who is struggling with a deep issue in their lives, let us be patient with them, pray with them, encourage them till they are ready to deal with it. God has his timing. Remember that there is no darkness too great that Jesus cannot overcome it. Jesus has already overcome the power of sin and death. He can help us. Amen? Now, let us look at verses 9 to 11. The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Now, these verses tell us that the world did not know Jesus. Even Jesus had revealed himself through the creation. And when he went to his people rejected him. Now, this shows that the world is hostile towards Jesus and God. Now, even if we are living in a hostile world, people by nature will not seek God, but God knows our needs. God knows that we need a true Savior, a true light to save us from the dark world. That's why God still came to earth in Jesus Christ. God incarnated in human flesh and lived among us to give us hope of life because he loved us very much. What a wonderful God we have. What a wonderful gift in Jesus Christ, right? Where can we find such a Savior and God on this earth? So we ought to be thankful for him. Furthermore, verses 12 says, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Now, this verse tells us that whoever believed in Jesus Christ, they will become God's children. Now, Romans 8:15 says, you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. What a wonderful blessing to be God's children. You have the right to call God Father. This is the beginning of our inner transformation when we believe in Jesus Christ. Now, if some of us here today are non-believers, I pray that God will move your heart to believe in Him, to receive this wonderful blessing to become God's children. It also means that you will receive this eternal life in Jesus Christ, an everlasting personal relationship with Jesus. Later at the end of the sermon, there will be a response time. If you want to believe in Jesus, be ready to come forward to be prayed for. If you are seated with your friend can accompany you to come forward too. Believing in Jesus Christ will change our life. Now, I believed in Jesus when I was 17 years old. Now, prior to my conversion, it was God already working in my life before when I became His child. So my conversion was a natural process, and my life has changed by Jesus since then. I'm still very thankful today. I can call God, I'm a child of God, and I call God Father, even though my earthly father has passed away 3 years ago. Now, I'm thankful I am not fatherless because I still have God. Now, this really brings me hope. Because I was very comforted. So for some of us who have lost our fathers or have absent fathers, take heart, we are not fatherless. We still have God, our Heavenly Father, who love us and care for us, and He will provide for all our needs. What a wonderful blessings we have from God. So believing Jesus Christ changes us to put our hope in Him. Now, my third point is, Jesus Christ, the light of hope, transformed the world. Now, do we know the word "world" alone in this gospel appeared 78 times? And it appears 4 times in John chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. So it tells us of its importance in the gospel. The fact that Jesus was the true light was sent to the world to give light in darkness, it shows that the world that we live in is in a bad shape. Our world is hostile and dark. That's why God has said to send the Savior in Jesus to our world. Now, the darkness here, as I mentioned earlier, includes sins, evil, and even the dark spiritual climax. 2.5 weeks ago, I came back from a church Thailand mission trip. During the trip, I sensed the darkness there. What do I mean by that? Our team was in several different locations to do ministry, so we met different groups of believers there. At one of the groups sharing, we heard that one believer's son is in prison due to drug. Then we went to another group, another place, the sharing. Then the believer also shared that her son is in prison due to drug. Then we went to a third different location, and the believer shared also that her son is in prison due to drug. So we all were very surprised by it. In addition, there was sexual immorality going around. Some left their spouses for another person. Children were born outside marriages, and so on. They need Jesus Christ. Only Jesus can transform their lives to walk in the light. However, there was one believer at one of our visits who caught my attention. We visited a believer's home, whom I visited 2 years ago with our mission team. Now, in 2017, Thailand mission trip, we visited the same believer. At a point in time, her husband was bedridden for a period of time due to a fall from climbing a tree near his house. And her daughter had psychological problems. Now, she was the only breadwinner and the caregiving burden was upon her shoulder. Now, life was very tough for her then, but life is still very tough now for her. This time when we visited her again, we found out that her husband passed away due to a work accident, and her daughter passed away due to HIV. Now, all this happened within 2 years, and she's now left alone with a very young granddaughter. To make ends meet, she's now working as a construction worker. Can you imagine a grandmother working as a construction worker to make ends meet? So when we saw her, her face was really downcasted when she sat down with us outside her home. And tears welled her eyes when she started to talk. We were very sad to hear her story. Before we left, we took a look at her house that she's staying. It was quite empty. Actually, there were only some clothes hanging on the laundry line, lying on the floor. There was no furniture whatsoever. She really lived in poverty. Sometimes when we at a community, when we go to a low-income house, right, the rented flat, sometimes when we see the things at home, her house is even worse than that. There's actually nothing much in the house. So her life was really filled with so many difficulties and hardships, and she struggled to follow Jesus Christ. She was not able to come out of her darkness. If we were her, we would feel her despair and hopelessness. What is hope in her life right now? Do you now sense the darkness as I felt? But I also sense that she will need a breakthrough in her life so as to encourage her to stay in her faith. This is my prayer for her. Now, Reverend Inke and his team will visit her very often to encourage her to press on. And she needs this community to help her, you know, in following Jesus Christ. And Jesus will bring the transformation she needs through this community. And maybe some of us here today are experiencing some kind of darkness in our lives as well. And we feel like this Thai believer that we just couldn't come out of our darkness. If it is so, then you will need a breakthrough and we can pray for you. Now, later at the end of the sermon, there will be a response time. Be ready to come forward to be to the front to be prayed for. Now, if you want, you can have your friend to accompany you to come forward. And I believe when we pray, there will be breakthrough for you because it's what's upon God's heart. Don't leave this place without praying, all right, for you. As we can see that our world needs the Lord, people need Jesus Christ and the light to save them from this darkness and point them to live this new life in Jesus Christ. Is this a possible task to accomplish? Verses 6 and 7 says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. Now, these verses tell us that John the Baptist came to bear witness about Jesus Christ so that people might believe in Jesus through his witness. But these verses also give us a call to bear witness for Christ, to tell the good news of Jesus to those who have not heard of it, who have not believed in Jesus yet. We have a part to play. Only Jesus Christ, the light of hope, can transform the world. We cannot, right? We can't change the world. But the power of the gospel can. Do we believe it? Now, Jesus has transformed us, and we can transform the world with the gospel of Christ. Amen? And we can start by telling the gospel to our non-believing family members, friends, and colleagues. Can we do that? No, I've been praying and reaching out to my non-believing sister. I'm also praying for a breakthrough in her life that she will be able to see that she needs Jesus. Now, this is really a tough journey, but I'm still hopeful one day that she'll be like me, a believer, just like me. So let us encourage each other not to give up in praying and reaching out to our non-believing family members for Jesus. We cannot change them, but Christ can. Amen. Now, 2 days later is Christmas Day. There will be a Christmas service here at this hall. Now, thank God there will be 24 brothers and sisters who will be baptized, transferred in, and confirmed. This is a great opportunity for us to bring our non-believing friends and family members to our service on Tuesday to hear what Jesus has done in their lives through the sharing of their testimony and the Word of God. So come, okay, on this Tuesday service, bring our non-believing friends and family members. Oh, Wednesday, sorry. Yeah, but always think it's Tuesday. Okay. Wow, thank you. Okay. So it's on Wednesday to come. Tuesday is Christmas Eve. Okay. So it's a great opportunity for us, okay, to get to know your non-believing family and friends, okay? And we will also have a lunch at the canteen too. So it's a very great opportunity. Now, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Believing in Jesus helps us to walk out of our darkness so that we can live a new life in Christ. Now, this is kind of the inner transformation that Jesus wants in our lives. Now, at the start of the sermon, I mentioned about the program Dialogue in the Dark. Now, the program let people experience what is it like without seeing anything. But thank God that we have Jesus Christ, who is the light of hope, who shines his light into our darkness so that we can see the light of hope in it. So it's amazing and thankful that even the world in the dark, we seem to be no hope, but only in Jesus Christ there is hope. And only he can shine this hope into our darkness. So there is hope, and we can trust in him. As we close, there will be some response time today, and we have time today. So let us take some moments to reflect on the word today. Now, I would like to speak to two groups of people. If you have come today wanting a breakthrough in your life, God knows, and we will want to pray for you. Do not leave this hall without us praying for you. Because when we pray, I believe God will work in your life far beyond our imagination. And I believe it will encourage you to stay on in your faith. If this is the desire of your heart, be ready to come forward with your friend if you want to. And you have not believed in Jesus yet, and you want to do so today, will you take a big step to believe in him? Whether you want a breakthrough in your life or believe in Jesus Christ, be ready to come forward in the front and we will pray for you. The pastors and elders will pray for you. Let us have some moment to be quiet before the Lord.
Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for this time of prayer, this time of God that we can respond to you. We thank you for the hearing of your word and for knowing who the Lord Jesus is in our life. Lord, some of us may still be struggling with things, and we pray that in your time and way, Lord, we will come to you as your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. God, for those who step forward, we ask, O God, that they will find the breakthrough that you intend them to have. And we pray, O God, that you continue to work through our lives despite our struggles, despite our sins, despite our unbelief, God. May we come to see Jesus more and more each day as Christmas comes closer and closer to us. Lord, make us remember that Emmanuel, Jesus, was with us first. Lord, we praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.